Today is the 21st day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Another one of the 52 that we get to spend together. Another step forward, another chance. Another chance to grow, to improve upon where we've been and what we've learned, our experiences, and to put wisdom into practice. So here we are, the threshold, and we're walking into it together. And we do this every week. The week is going to happen. We're going to happen to it, or it's going to happen to us. And we're going to live kind of proactively, making decisions in advance, kind of planning our reactions before they happen, or we'll just react to everything and the chaos will ensue. So we get the chance to choose. We're out in front of it right now. It was just yesterday we reached this point in the book of Galatians where the fruit of the Spirit is described. It is the fruit of the Spirit that we seek. It is the fruit of the Spirit that will make this week much more remarkable than forgettable. And so, let's choose wisely with our thoughts, with our words, because our words create realities. We can lie and lead people into false realities. We can lie to ourselves and lead ourselves into destruction. So may we do everything in a blanket of love this week. And let's reflect when we get to the end of it on how that went for us versus what life looks like when we ignore these things. I'm grateful to be here with you at the threshold of a shiny new week. Let's live it well. And let's take the next step forward this week. We'll read from the Contemporary English Version. And we are continuing our journey forward through the book of Isaiah today, chapters 37 and 38. As soon as Hezekiah heard the news, he tore off his clothes in sorrow and put on sackcloth. And he went into the temple of the Lord. He told Prime Minister Eliakim, Assistant Prime Minister Shebna, and the senior priests to dress in sackcloth and tell me, Isaiah, these are difficult and disgraceful times. Our nation is like a woman too weak to give birth when it's time for her baby to be born. Please pray for those of us who are left alive. The king of Assyria sent his army commander to insult the living God. Perhaps the Lord heard what he said and will do something, if you will pray. When these leaders came to me, I told them that the Lord had this message for Hezekiah. I am the Lord. Don't worry about the insulting things that have been said about me by these messengers from the king of Assyria. I will upset him with rumors about what's happening in his own country. He will go back, and there I will make him die a violent death. Meanwhile, the commander of the Assyrian forces heard that his king had left the town of Lachish and was now attacking Libna, so he went there. About this same time, the king of Assyria learned that King Tiraca of Ethiopia was on his way to attack him. Then the king of Assyria sent some messengers with this note for Hezekiah. Don't trust your God or be fooled by his promise to defend Jerusalem against me. You have heard how we Assyrian kings have completely wiped out other nations. What makes you feel so safe? The Assyrian kings before me destroyed the towns of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and everyone from Eden who lived in Tel Assar. What good did their gods do them? The kings of Hamath, Arpad, Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva have all disappeared. After Hezekiah had read the note from the king of Assyria, he took it to the temple and spread it out for the Lord to see. And he prayed, "Lord God, all-powerful of Israel, your throne is above the winged creatures. You created the heavens and the earth, and you alone rule the kingdoms of this world. Just look and see how Sennacherib has insulted you, the living God." "It is true, our Lord, that Assyrian kings have turned nations into deserts. They destroyed the idols of wood and stone that the people of those nations had made and worshipped. But you are our Lord and our God. We ask you to keep us safe from the Assyrian king. Then everyone in every kingdom on earth will know that you are the only Lord." I went to Hezekiah and told him that the Lord God of Israel had said, "Hezekiah, you prayed to me about King Sennacherib of Assyria. Now this is what I say to that king. The people of Jerusalem hate and make fun of you. They laugh behind your back. Sennacherib, you cursed, shouted, and sneered at me, the Holy One of Israel. You let your officials insult me, the Lord. And here is what you have said about yourself. I led my chariots to the highest heights of Lebanon's mountains. I went deep into its forest, cutting down the best cedar and cypress trees. I dried up every stream in the land of Egypt, and I drank water from wells I had dug. Sennacherib, now listen to me, the Lord. I planned all of this long ago, and you don't even know that I alone am the one who decided that you would do these things. I let you make ruins of fortified cities. Their people became weak, terribly confused. They were like wildflowers, or like tender young grass growing on a flat roof, or like a field of grain before it matures. I know all about you, even how fiercely angry you are with me. I have seen your pride and the tremendous hatred you have for me. Now I will put a hook in your nose, a bit in your mouth, then I will send you back to where you came from. Hezekiah, I will tell you what's going to happen. This year, you will eat crops that grow on their own land, and the next year you will eat whatever springs up where those crops grew. But the third year, you will plant grain and vineyards, and you will eat what you harvest. Those who survive in Judah will be like a vine that puts down deep roots and bears fruit. I, the Lord All-Powerful, will see to it that some who live in Jerusalem will survive. I promise that the king of Assyria won't get into Jerusalem or shoot an arrow into the city, or even surround it and prepare to attack. As surely as I am the Lord, he will return by the way he came and will never enter Jerusalem. I will protect it for the sake of my own honor and because of the promise I made to my servant David. The Lord sent an angel to the camp of the Assyrians, and he killed 185,000 of them all in one night. The next morning, the camp was full of dead bodies. After this, King Sennacherib went back to Assyria and lived in the city of Nineveh. One day he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, when his sons Adrammelech and Sharezer killed him with their swords. They escaped to the land of Ararat, and his son Esarhaddon became king. About this time, Hezekiah got sick and was almost dead. So I went in and told him, "The Lord says you won't ever get well. You are going to die, and so you had better start doing what needs to be done." Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed, "Don't forget that I have been faithful to you, Lord. I have obeyed you with all my heart, and I do whatever you say is right." After this, he cried hard. Then the Lord sent me with this message for Hezekiah. "I am the Lord God who was worshipped by your ancestor David. I heard you pray and I saw you cry. I will let you live 15 more years while I protect you and your city from the king of Assyria. Now I will prove to you that I will keep my promise. Do you see the shadow made by the setting sun on the stairway built for King Ahaz? I will make the shadow go back 10 steps." And the shadow went back 10 steps. This is what Hezekiah wrote after he got well. "I thought I would die during my best years and stay as a prisoner forever in the world of the dead. I thought I would never again see you, my Lord, or any of the people who live on this earth. My life was taken from me like the tent that a shepherd pulls up and moves. You cut me off like thread from a weaver's loom. You make a wreck of me day and night. Until morning came, I thought you would crush my bones just like a hungry lion, both night and day. You make a wreck of me. I cry like a swallow. I mourn like a dove. My eyes are red from looking to you, Lord. I am in terrible trouble. Please come and help me. There's nothing I can say in answer to you, since you are the one who has done this to me. My life has turned sour. I will limp until I die. Your words and your deeds bring life to everyone, including me. Please make me healthy and strong again. It was for my own good that I had such hard times. But your love protected me from doom in the deep pit, and you turned your eyes away from my sins. No one in the world of the dead can thank you or praise you. None of those in the deep pit can hope for you to show them how faithful you are. Only the living can thank you, as I am doing today. Each generation tells the next about your faithfulness. You, Lord, will save me, and every day that we live will sing in your temple to the music of stringed instruments." I had told King Hezekiah's servants to put some mashed figs on the king's open sore, and he would get well. Then Hezekiah asked for proof that he would again worship in the Lord's temple. Galatians 6. My friends, you are spiritual. So if someone is trapped in sin, you should gently lead that person back to the right path. But watch out, and don't be tempted yourself. You obey the law of Christ when you offer each other a helping hand. If you think you are better than others when you really aren't, you are wrong. Do your own work well, and then you will have something to be proud of. But don't compare yourself with others. We each must carry our own load. Share every good thing you have with anyone who teaches you what God has said. You cannot fool God, so don't make a fool of yourself. You will harvest what you plant. If you follow your selfish desires, you will harvest destruction. But if you follow the Spirit, you will harvest eternal life. Don't get tired of helping others. You will be rewarded when the time is right, if you don't give up. We should help people whenever we can, especially if they are followers of the Lord. You can see what big letters I make when I write with my own hand. Those people who are telling you to get circumcised are only trying to show how important they are, and they don't want to get in trouble for preaching about the cross of Christ. They are circumcised, but they don't obey the law of Moses. All they want is to brag about having you circumcised. But I will never brag about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his cross, the world is dead as far as I am concerned, and I am dead as far as the world is concerned. It doesn't matter if you are circumcised or not. All that matters is that you are a new person. If you follow this rule, you will belong to God's true people. God will treat you with undeserved kindness and will bless you with peace. In my own body are scars that prove I belong to Christ Jesus, so I don't want anyone to bother me anymore. My friends, I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will be kind to you. Amen. Psalm 65, a psalm by David and a song for the music leader. God answers prayer. Our God, you deserve praise in Zion, where we keep our promises to you. Everyone will come to you because you answer prayer. When our sins get us down, you forgive us. You bless your chosen ones and you invite them to live near you in your temple. We will enjoy your house, the sacred temple. Our God, you save us, and your fearsome deeds answer our prayers for justice. You give hope to people everywhere on earth, even those across the sea. You are strong, and your mighty power put the mountains in place. You silence the roaring waves and the noisy shouts of the nations. People far away marvel at your fearsome deeds, and all who live under the sun celebrate and sing because of you. You take care of the earth and send rain to help the soil grow all kinds of crops. Your rivers never run dry, and you prepare the earth to produce abundant grain. You water all its fields and level the lumpy ground. You send showers of rain to soften the soil and help the plants sprout. Wherever your footsteps touch the earth, a rich harvest is gathered. Desert pastures blossom, and mountains celebrate. Meadows are filled with sheep and goats. Valleys overflow with grain and echo with joyful songs. Proverbs 23:24. make your father truly happy by living right and showing sound judgment. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this brand new week. And as we enter into it, we open our hearts, we open ourselves, our minds, we open our mouths, we open everything that we are to you and invite you fully. You will lead us into all truth. Where else would you lead? It's a matter of whether or not we're willing and whether or not we're paying attention, and we commit to paying attention, to living an intentional week, cultivating the fruit of the Spirit, and using the wisdom that has been hard won in our lives. We love you. We are grateful. We are thankful to be here. We are humbled that you have chosen to give us the gift of life, and that you've given us the opportunity to spend a life here among our brothers and sisters on this planet at this time in history. Help us to live true with nothing to hide. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amelia May, I just heard your heartfelt cry for prayer on the community prayer line. I heard your heart breaking too. I know rejection is real, and it hurts so deeply when we feel like it's coming at us. But sister, I want to pray that you will let Jesus be your buffet. Let Jesus be your buffer. He alone understands rejection, and he's the one who's going to walk with you through this. If this marriage is real, and you feel it is, you feel like you've heard from God, then you need to stand strong, because no weapon formed can prosper. It can't. It can't. That's a promise. I pray for you that you will start praying for that family, that God would open up the eyes of their heart, and that they would see you. You are a Christ follower. Let them see that. That's what they want to see. They want to see your character. Well, sister, don't disappoint them. Let them see Jesus. Father, I pray for Amelia right now. Father, let her be bold as a lion, but gentle as a dove. And Father, in this time of waiting, may she get into your word so deep and so passionately that it will drown out all the lies of the enemy. Father, thank you that she brought this prayer request to the daily community. Father, you're in it to win it. And Father, you know Amelia the best, and you love her the most. So shine on her today. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Divers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for a lot of people. The scene one in UK, I just heard your voice. You were praying over the Divers, but God had me write your name on my list. So God bless you. God keep you. God take care of you as you pray for others. Blessed in South Carolina, you called in for other people, but you're on my list too. God bless you. There was a woman that called on September the 4th going through divorce. I've also been through divorce. It was the most traumatic thing I felt at that time. But had I not went through divorce, I wouldn't be where I am walking in my calling right now. So it was the most blessed thing that has ever happened to me. I pray that God walks with you and talks with you, and that you will listen and let him lead. Land, who loves the Lord, you are praying for your grandchildren. B, who has anxiety pulling out her hair. M, who's three. And what I am a preschool teacher, and what seems typical to me, we don't want it to get to that point. So God, I pray that you let B be who you've called her to be. That she stops trying to be someone else. That she is good enough, that she is worthy, that she's pretty enough, that she's smart enough, and that you don't have to be like they want you to be. And that it's okay to be called out and set apart. Be with him, that his body will just move naturally, that he will have teachers and parents that have enough patience to walk him through doing what his body wants to do naturally. And then once it happens, peace and serenity in his heart. God, be with the parents and be with his grandmother, Lynn. God bless you all.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Nicole calling from Alberta, Canada. I'm calling today for my stepson, Jake. He is in the hospital in preparation for a stem cell transplant. A little bit of celebration and praise to God our Father. He was in remission prior to going into this, which is exactly the best scenario to be in remission as they enter the process. Today he begins the full body radiation, and then tomorrow he does the transplant. So I just am asking that you would come together in agreement with me and just pray for him, for healing, for grace, that God would reveal himself to everyone in the family through this whole situation. I also really feel a call to some prayer and fasting. And I just want to invite you to do that with me, not just for Jake, but also for anyone who is also having someone in their life who's battling cancer. I just invite you to come together to pray and fast over these loved ones in our lives. Father God, we thank you for these loved ones that you've given to us, and thank you that you love them so much more than we ever could even imagine. We thank you for them, and we just pray your grace and your strength for this journey that they are going on. Pray that you would give them just your healing touch, Lord, that you would reach out, that you would envelop them, and that you would breathe your healing breath into every cell in their body. Lord, I pray that your will would be done in these situations, and that, God, that you would help us as loved ones to stand around them, to stand in the gap, to lift them up. We pray for strength, for peace, for grace, and for healing. And we thank you that we can come to you and bring our prayers to you. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, family. This is Tammy, a longtime listener, first-time caller. I just wanted you to pray for my daughter, Danielle, and her husband as they go on a long-awaited trip on vacation. And I just pray that you will heal my daughter physically, mentally, but mainly spiritually. They've been through a lot with two miscarriages, and I just pray that you will give them a special blessing and a special miracle while they're gone. Give them a healthy conception, a healthy birth, and healthy pregnancy with my daughter and her husband. God, they love you, and sometimes people get broken when they want a family so bad. And Lord, I just pray that you will saturate them mainly with your presence and your strength and guidance, and just help them to relax and enjoy their time together. And I pray that you will give them traveling mercies and watch over them. And thank you, family.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Katie and Laska. I'm going into surgery today in the next couple hours. And I just wanted to let you all know that I love you very much. And I am so excited to finally be getting rid of this pain in my hips that keeps me up all night, and the weakness that keeps me from doing the things that I want to do. I love you guys. I am always praying for you. I don't call in so much, but I do always pray for your health and wellness, comfort when you've lost somebody. Anyways, I just wanted to say good morning and tell you all that I love you, and keep up the good work. This is the best podcast out there, Brian and Jill. You inspire me so much, and I can't wait for the next 20 years.
Good morning, Family Daddy Bible. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Today is Wednesday, September 17th. I'm just calling in a praise report today for Paige Wood. She was the young lady that was in a really bad car accident. She fell asleep at the wheel, and all of her surgeries have went well. She's healing nicely. She's headed home for home rehab, and just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. I also have a prayer request for my son, Justin. He is 17, and we all know how hard of an age it is to be 17. So I just lift him up to you, Lord. I pray that he finds his way back to you. He hasn't been to church much since COVID, and I know he believes in you, but believing isn't the same as having a relationship. So I just pray that he finds his way back to you, and it will help him realize how loved he is and make his life a lot easier. I love you all. I thank you all for this wonderful community. I am almost caught up with community prayers. I am listening in August now, so I'm almost there. So thank you all. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. This is Jacqueline in Montana, blessed Bitterroot.